daf test on the base. Let's start from that. New sugya come last small. The sugya, the staff is all about the left and the right hand. Very important. Very, very, I think this sugya is a little bit more known than some of the other sugya that we've been learning. So something that says here in the Gemara, come last small. It is
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9
lines from the bottom.
Okay. How many lines from the
nine
bottom?
9 lines. 9 lines. 9 lines from the bottom. The Gemara, 9 lines. Come as if it did, it can be to the left hand, and then how do you know the halakh do the left hand? That's going to be no good. It says in the Mishnah that a kmitza must be done only with the right hand.
No matter whether the person's a right or a left hand.
It doesn't make a difference, correct.
That's but if someone does with the left, is it makif?
No good, yes, no good. It's no good. If a coin is if a coin is a left hand, it's not allowed to be a coin. It's a possible, it's a balmum. A coin is a balmum, so therefore it's not an irrational.
You mean that's a defect in it's a defect in his birth?
That's the halacha.
Because most people are righties.
Correct. Wow. Koin who's a lefty is a balmum. He's a balmum. May not do the other. The shaila is we know.
Yeah, what about that? Yeah.
No good. Also, no good.
What
no
is it
good.
Called?
Ambidextrous.
Is that what's called a mum?
Yes.
Are you serious? It's very. We're very right stringent when it comes to the Kohanim.
Yes. And it comes no to market business. As well. It comes to
the
shluch of
the Rachmana.
A cipher can be a lefty, but a cipher cannot be ambidextrous. It's ambidextrous, yeah. And not be mishnerus, but papayrus, and that is not kosher to be a cipher.
Really?
A cipher
really?
Has to be a righty, or what?
I wonder what
the makarfit is. It's a because you have no right hand. It has to be written in the Gemara's drasha.
Hey, you're not slamay. The Torah was given the right.
I don't know. The Mishnah says there's a halacha that the coin has to start with his right hand, but by Sefer, there's a halacha that his left hand, ityad,
it's him, his right.
Is kimin, but if he does not have a left hand because he's ambidextrous, then the Mishnah says it's a shaila. It doesn't pass the Ma'am Mishnah, it's possible, but he should not be a Sefer if he's ambidextrous. Vaita, the Mavir says,
I was told that Heshapinkas is, what is it called?
Ambidextrous?
He's ambidextrous.
Ask him.
I was told he is. No, I'm just joking.
Mishnah Berurah says
now this. You can write two klaf at the same time.
If you're Rav Chaim Meiser.
Chamatz b'smol mino hanei milei.
It's pasuk.
It says in the pasuk, v'yakev z'mincha, by regular karbon, they brought the mincha, v'yimalei kapoi. And this was by the miluim, by the first one that brought karbonis in the Mishkan. And they filled up. He filled up his hand. Kapoy mimen, kapoy mimena. His palm from it, from the flower. The Gemara makes the word kaf stam azoy kaf. Whenever it says word kaf in the Torah, kaf automatically means the right. It means the right. Okay, it does not say in the possible word left. It just says word kaf. Vayimale. He filled up kapoy. His palm.
So the Gemara dash mimeno.
Kapoy mimena from it, from the flower.
Adkan's the pasuk mimena.
Yes.
So we dash in kavze.
Kavze. When the pasuk goes by and says v'loch chayim v'loch hashemen, it says here we'll take v'loch hashemen. Now here is by the mitzvah. Here the Gemara is going to discuss this at the great length the entire daf. It says by mitzvira there is two types of mitzvirain. There's the mitzvira asher and the mitzvira ani. Mitzvira asher brings the animals, and mitzvira ani brings the birds. Brings the bird. So we have two types of mitzvah. Now, what happens when the mitzvah concludes his terms? What do you do?
The mitzvah finishes his term.
Now everyone agrees he has to bring the asham. Even a poor mitzvah has no choice but to bring a carbon asham. The only question is when it comes to the chatas and the oila, can you bring two birds instead of bringing two animals? Now the Torah goes through, repeats the entire process for the mitzvah ani, just like the mitzvah asher. Just the Torah differentiates between an asher and ani. But when it comes to the part of the service of where they first put the blood of the asham on his thumb, his toe, and his ear, and then on top of that they puts the oil. The oil goes on his they apply the oil to his ear, his thumb, and his toe. So it says in the pasuk. The process of how the kohen prepares the oil to apply to his, So it says that the kohen takes the oil, and he pours the oil upon his left hand. Okay, because the kohen is going to have here's the left hand. The kohen is going to want to apply the oil with his right hand. So where will the oil be positioned? In his left hand. So he pours the oil on his left hand. So that now he can take his right hand and he can dip his right hand.
So you already see that this avoidi has to be with his right hand.
So right. Oh, no. You see the avoidi, but it says over here the pasuk the calf.
Oh.
What is he doing with the oil? He's pouring the oil on his calf.
It says explicitly the left hand. Left palm.
And it says left because he wants to take his finger with his right finger and then dip it into his palm and apply it to the mitzvah. So what does it say in the pasuk? It says in the pasuk.
Look, I can learn the country.
It says in the pasuk. V'lochakoyein the kohen will take milay Hashem and the yotzak. He will pour it al kaf hakoyein hasmolis.
The person himself.
Well, I think someone else. Lachatil, someone else. I think there was another kohen. There's one kohen does the pouring, and the other one does.
And the one who does the pouring, he has to dip his finger, or the one who has it in his palm.
No. The one that actually. I think the one that actually upon whom it was poured,
he takes
the dipping. He takes. It says the word kaf, and it says the word smolis. So therefore, the words, why does it have to say the word smolis? Stamazo, when it says a kaf, a palm, maybe every palm in the whole Torah automatically means the left. Obviously, kan smolis. Here we have a drasha. Since here the Torah goes out of its way to say that here it's going to be the left hand, we can imply that everywhere else, b'chol ha-Torah kul, including a mincha you do a kmit with your calf, ha-kol mokam shema kaf, eina elo yamin. Good? That's the Gemara's drasha. Since it says by the mitzvah oshir, it says the word kaf, smolis, it says smolis, it indicates that stama zoi it's going to be without the word small, it's going to be the right. Frek the Gemara, Boile Lagufe, I need the word small for another drasha. What do I need it for? Small is. Lagufe means traditional mikra. It's not available to make a mimiot. What kind of drasha is this? The reason why it says the word small is to teach me that bedafka, the oil should be poured on the left hand. Nothing more than that.
Poured on the list. It's using that as a basin. Dip your right hand in.
Exactly. So maybe you would think that you can pour the oil on your right hand and you can use your left hand to be and you use your left hand to do
the azar. We don't know from someone else that you can only have to do the azar with the right hand.
No, we don't. Not when it comes to the mitzvah. Now when it comes, maybe this is not a carbon. You're applying oil upon the mitzvah. There's a nayadin. There's no precedent for this. The whole
Torah kula. You just made a limit before. You're leaving before with deduction. What are we changing now?
No, the Gemara is saying it's not available for a deduction because the pasuk is telling you the pshuta shel mikra. The pasuk is telling me this is the halacha. Not for this pasuk, I would be misled to believe that you can pour the oil on the right hand. I need the pasuk.
Then dip your left hand.
And then you'll exactly. So I need the pasuk here to teach me the basic principle of what exactly you should do. This is a hakpada. Then you shall pour the oil on your left hand and then dip your right into your left hand. It's not available to make a diuk that b'chol ha-Torah kula. When it says the word kaf, it means otherwise. So, to teach the basic halacha, the Gemara says, you're right. You are correct. If it only said the word smolis one time by the parasha of the mitzvah, I would not be able to make the drashas. Because over here there's a hakpada bedavka pour the oil in the left hand. But stama, when it comes to the mincha, when it comes to a mincha, and it says that you shall slice with your hand, maybe enochinam, the word kaf, that's written by yimale kapoi mimena, maybe that kaf can be either or. It doesn't make a difference. The Torah is not makpit. Maybe it means the right or the left. So the word, but it says the word smolis in regard to the mitzoira. No. The mitzvah.
You're just telling you exactly which
what
palm.
What has to be done?
What so has
Gemara
to be done?
Gives an answer. Here's the
I also
answer.
Thought about that when we first learned.
Gemara gives the answer. Smolis achrina ksiv. It says the word smolis twice. It says it once by the mitzvah oshir, and it says it again by the mitzvah oni. Once it said by the mitzvah oshir, why could automatically the Torah can be mekatzer in the mitzvah oni? Does not need to go into all the details. And we just leave
it. Why?
What? No, it's different. There are different halachas. There are different
halachas. Everything else.
No, it's makatz. You have to go the whole way. That goes to the details. The Torah has to go through the process because you're dealing with birds. You're not dealing with animals. So once it deals with the birds, so it goes through and tells you also about the asham as well. But since the whole thing anyway is only repeated derech agav, it's not being repeated because of the bird. It's only, that element of the mitzvah oni is only being repeated derech agav. It's not the primary primary halacha, because that we know the primary halacha from the Mitzvah Ashir. So why does it have to say it? So you just can be Makatzer. It doesn't have to say it altogether. You're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe it doesn't have to say the whole thing altogether. The fact that it says it, and it says the word smallest, that word smallest is superfluous. It's available for a drasha. The drasha is dafka by the Mitzvah. Is the word kaf to be interpreted to mean the left? But elsewhere, when it says the word kaf can mean kaf stamazon means the right. So the Gemara's maskan at this moment in time over here is that it says word kaf, the word smallest twice. Once it's teaching you the basic halacha, the second smallest is there for a drasha. Kan the smallest. Here it's going to be the left side. But bechol ha-toyro kula, when it says the word kaf, it means bedafka, the right. Frek the Gemara, no, punfakert. Maybe that it says it's smallest twice. Coming to teach when it comes to the mitzvah, you can use even the right hand. You can pour the oil even on the right hand.
That's not what's preferred, but it could be even on the right hand.
Now that it says the word smallest twice, and it says it twice. Ain miut achar miut el rabbis.
And the rabbis not even
exactly. It's not available to teach you the laws of a mincha.
Even though the first smallest over here is the kufa, it's still considered a miut.
No, you can't do that. The Gemara.
The Gemara said we use
the Gemara. Leguv means there's no drasha.
No drasha. But still miut.
What a miut. Right. It's ain right. It's miut over here. Bedafka right, exactly, here exactly. In the parish of the Tzoyra, it's a miut. But it's not available to teach the mincha. So the ain by ain miach el rabbis. The Gemara says.
One second. We have a klal. I mean el rabbis. That even that maybe comes to teach us
by the Tzoyra.
So that's right. Superfluous.
But it's not available.
It's like amazing. Tyson has his bomb cash over here. Madu yalla al dasha kavas ater lichter shapeon hasmalus basa miyat achemiyat kibar abas abas kafi mas shala ilu hu hayadin she stay kapis I hear lichter because scars shall smut don't say anything.
Parrot says exactly he shall zev said the answer is to teach you that lichatchila left. B'diavad right.
That's what it really means.
The Torah
what's preferred in left.
If the Torah would say nothing, then you think it's equal 50-50. Whatever you want to do. Now that it says
he says twice, just asks the kasha.
Yeah, that's the answer. Now that it says
but you see, he wasn't. You see, twice wasn't the happy. Probably you don't think twice thought
about that. Twice over here says in the rabbis, "V'im toyma v'lishtoik mitravayu v'chi agav le'motzil akras b'chol mid
achaviyu."
On the side of the Gemara, the ois nun, the ois nun there on the bottom. No, in the ois, you have the ois v'chadar. I have the ois v'chadar. In the ois v'chadar, there is. Oh no, so I'm sorry. It's not. It's a different letter. That's the nun on the side of the Gemara. But hikshu tois be b'vakama. Dibur hamaslo in vein aintes yom samach. Okay, tirit zalzeh. Give the answer.
Well, it goes on this. I'm sorry, it's a shas. The nun goes on to shas.
L'chadchil, I think the answer is a partial answer. The partial answer is l'chadchil, it should be the left hand, the b'yavad, the right hand. That's why you need words most twice. If it would say nothing, it would be 50-50. Vaita. But we have an answer in the article? There's an answer?
Yeah, I don't understand. Because you might have reached the wrong conclusion through a kavah chaymer if it didn't say anything. You would have used another logic to maybe think differently.
I don't understand. Vaita, let's go vaita. Let's rely upon, let's see Sanach on the answer I just gave, is that l'chadchil b'yavad, vaita. El Rabbis, smallest achem.
So if that's the case, so he's trying to say.
So, this, so right. therefore, we're at square one. It says if it says the word smallest twice.
And how do you know it has to be on the right?
How do you know when it comes to a mincha and it says the word kapoy? Maybe there it means 50-50. Do whatever you want. You do the right or the left. The Gemara gives an answer. It says the word smallest a third time. Where does it say the third time? It says it by the Mitzvah Oni. I'm sorry, I said before the Oni, I jumped the gun, I'm sorry. It says the word smallest, let me just tell you the secret of the Gemara. It says the word smallest four times. Twice by the Mitzvah Oshir, and twice by the Mitzvah Oni. It says that he shall pour the oil on his left hand, and then it says he shall take his right finger and dip it on his left hand.
So it says it four times.
Four times. Small. So the Gemara is up to number three. It says the word smallest a third time. It does not need to say this third time to teach you that you do not say ein mirachamit. So in other words, it's an incredible thing. The third reference is to say don't say miut achamit el rabbis.
So it can't be.
So memela, when it comes to the mitzvah, there's a hakpada bedafka. to do it on the
left
hand. On the left hand. And now when it says it the second time, the word smallest, it's coming to be to make a diuk. Dafka here, the word kaf is the left. But stam azabah mincha.
Kaf usually means right.
Only the right. And
so again, so the Gemara answers no. Smallest achredik, it says a third
time. That the word third time is coming to prevent you from saying ein miut achar miut ela l'rabbis.
So again, smallest achrenik siv. So what?
Period.
Yeah.
And what is the smallest? What is the third smallest? The Gemara doesn't say these words. What is the third smallest coming to teach you? It's coming to teach you. Do not say ein miut achar miut ela. No. Period. Now, after we know that we're not going to say ein miut achar miut ela l'rabbis, so we're back in business. So now, when it says it the second time. The second reference to smallest that it says by the Mitzora, we're back in business. Kan
only
smallest.
Here, but when it comes to a mincha,
the ein achar smallest. When it comes to a mincha bedafka the right. Fleck the Gemara of Eima Adraba Makan. Why can't this be a binyanav? Now that we've learned over here, when it comes, the only time you see, we learn from one halacha to another halacha. It's a binyanav. The only time you don't say binyanav is a snakes and bum, a snakes and a bum. If it says halacha, it says halacha in two places. But let's just say that it's a binyanav. The term is megala by the parsha of Mitzora. The word kapo means the left. So maybe we'll learn from Yilchol HaTorah Kula that wherever it says the word smile. In kaf means
the left. From here, this
the
will
left.
Be the
V'yema adraba. Now that you're telling me there's a hakpada when it comes to the case of them, so it says it three times where it's smallest. The first time to teach you the basic halacha. The second time would be misleading. Because it would be teach you a niut achar niut elul rabbis.
Yeah.
And therefore it says it a third time. The third time is coming out, don't say a niut achar niut elul rabbis. So now why don't we go say it's a gili milsa l'chol ha-Torah kula that every time it says the word kaf means the left. And the mincha should be done bedafka with the left
hand. Why is it repeated three more times?
We're not to the fourth time, we're up to the third. It says here the first time for the basic halacha.
Yeah.
The second time is the second time, the Torah would say the second time and stop. What would we say? We would say a miut, achar miut, ela l'rabbis.
Yeah.
And we would say slav dafka small, even the right.
Yeah.
Now it says it a third time. A third time says don't say a miut, achar miut, ela l'rabbis, but bedafka only the left.
Yeah.
And let's stop right there. And now let's say the combination, the fact that it says it three times, which the result is that when it comes to the Mitzora, you must do it in the left hand.
Yeah.
When it says what kaf means left, this will now serve as a binyanav, l'chol ha-Torah kula, that wherever it says the word kaf,
that's the reason why it says it a fourth time?
Not that we didn't get to the fourth, we didn't get here, we have to go to the third time. And therefore, l'chol ha-Torah kula is going to be only by
who's, yeah, who says only here and every else?
Exactly.
Every time it says kaf,
it should be
smaller,
it's much better svara.
Yeah.
So therefore, adrav, instead of saying that dafke here it's the left,
adrav, smells,
and everywhere else it's the right, Adraba, say the opposite.
It goes good.
How often in Shas do you have Adraba? Gans Elam always says Adraba. How often in Shas do you have Adraba? It's not so common in Shas to have Adraba. What?
At least once.
Adraba. Baba Shabbat would say it twice. He would say Adraba, the Adraba.
So it goes together. Adrab, Makan,
smallest.
Everywhere it says Kavim, smallest.
So now the Gemara says the ultimate answer. This is the Yisod Gavu Chadar Kula, the number four. What is the significance of the number four? The Yitzay Siv Yitzal Tiv Yigal Tiv Lekach, the number four. Abri Mois. The Gemara here is Megala Yisod. What it means, number four. Arabah, smallest Ksive. What Trey Be'oni V'Trey Be'Osher to teach you? Dafka here and nowhere else. That's the sequence of events. The sequence is now that
you
have a
need
four
all
time,
four now.
All four. The first time is the basic.
One compliment's
halacha.
Not guided.
The second time is misleading.
Right.
A
so one compliment's double. Okay.
The fourth one says don't say a niyut. And the fourth time is teaching you expand.
You shouldn't think it's a bit. There's a
draft
right.
Here
right.
And nowhere
that,
else.
That would be most unusual. for stylistic reasons alone, if it's just if it's a two by the ani and only once by the asher, I would like, what's going on here?
No, the Gemara, over here, the coin that you touch upon Rash. Rash has two lashonis. Rash's first lashon says it doesn't make any difference the differentiation between the ani and the asher. It's all one category. There's the ani, the asher. Make believe it says it four times in pasuk by the asher. The fact that one is by the asher, one is by the ani, is irrelevant. That's not our topic. It says four times in the parasha of the Metzorah, smolis, 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 smolis. The first time is the basic halacha. The second time is misleading. The third time, no, don't do that. Don't say that. Dafka the left hand. But now maybe we'll make a binyan af. The fourth time is saying, do not make a binyan af.
Only here.
Dafka here and nowhere else. Okay, this is Rashi's first loshen. Rashi has another mahalich, which he does not like. You want to be very quickly? Look at Rashi very quickly. Okay, this is an unbelievable Gemara.
How Rashi Abba
like this? Rashi Abba Smolos Ksiv. Look at the Dibra Masel. Chal Lugufe. The one is Lugufe for itself, the basic halach. But Chal, one is Ligluye Alayu, to reveal the Hanach Tarte the Lav Lenit Achamidos. In other words, Rashi is skipping to number three. Rashi skipped number two. The first one is to the basic halacha.
Yeah.
And Rashi skips.
What was the
two.
Second Rashi again?
The second two is misleading. That's the problem. It's in the second. It says the word the second smallest. We wanted to say originally the second smallest was dafka here and nowhere else.
The comes along
the
second
Gemara
one.
Reject, no, that was the second. So the Gemara wanted to. That's what the Gemara wanted to say with the second one. The Gemara's maskana was he can't say that because the second one you would say ein niut achamid rabbis. So Rashi skips over. Rashi glosses over that. And over here on the side and in the bottom of the footnotes it says. And it says nusach achah. There's another nusach which adds. I'm not going to read it now. Which adds in number two. Rashi over here basically skips number two. One is lagufe, period. Now let's add in our own words. And the second one is really misleading because ein niut achar niut el rabbis. Now let's go back to Rashi. V'chad number three. Number three is coming ligluye alayu is to reveal that when it says it twice alayu the hanach tarti. That the two that we've mentioned, the lav leniot achamiot also. Okay, like we learned. Now, what about number four? What's number four? The chad.
So
the fourth one is shaloi tamahai the kamei lahochi also.
What is v'lakam lahochi?
This that's in front of us. This that it says the halach of smolus in front of us in the parasha of Metzora. Lahochi also. Ma kam smolus abe almost smolus. It'll be a binyanav. A binyanav lachalatara kula. That's why we need the fourth time smolus. Don't say that. Do not say it's going to be a bina l'chol tura kula. Why the imkain hay basra lomli? Why then do I need the fourth reference? Ela midichsiv hay basra. It says number four. Have luhu shnei kisos. So it becomes like the principle of shnei kisuvim habom ke'echad v'en v'lam. Rashi over here is a mouthful. That's why Mamash a mouthful. Say that thing over here. Rashi over here is really saying, he's really saying a lot more. He's really, that for now. This Mamash Rebbe will give a whole shir, whole hour shir in Yeshiva. And Rashi will give a whole hour shir over here. What is Rashi over here coming and adding this point over here is Shneik Sibum Lechayim Man. But the point over here is, that's the word, four times, that's about. That's how we learn the Gemara Pasha. Now look at Rashi Vaita. Loshen Acher. Okay, forget everything that you just learned, and now we have a whole new drasha, a whole new pshat in the Gemara. And you, Rabbi Yisrael, you were aiming on this when you started telling me, Asher, Ani, what's going on over here? Loshen Acher. Smallest tray, the first two, Legufayu. Chad Ba'ani v'chad L'Asher. Here? Why? Sheloi Toimar. Don't say. Maybe we can argue that a poor man, being that he has a different type of carbon, maybe the coin one does the avodah different treatment. The coin does not need to put the oil on his left hand. So it's one smile is for the oshir, one is for the oni. Utre, we need another tool, the ashminon, kan smallest v'loy acher. You'll tell me, why don't we go say it's the Havel Hushnei Kisuvin? It's like Shnei Kisuvin. Oh,
what do you mean tuksubin when you don't want
to? That's the Torah says halacha twice in two different topics.
Yeah.
And it says the same exact halacha that prevents us. Oh, so he's saying, basically he's saying that's the difference between this lashon and the lashon. And it is. An Oshir and an Ani considers to be two different halachas. It's like you tell me halacha in Shemitah and halacha in Hilchot Shabbos.
So two halachas that has the same lashon?
No, the same concept, the same principle.
I'm sorry, what's the halacha and lemeda?
Then you're not allowed to go take that principle and apply it anywhere else with Hilchot Shabbos. Because since the Torah went out of its way to say it here and there, obviously these two are the exceptions. So in this girsa,
were they next to each other?
No, not next to anywhere. Anywhere you find halach in Devarim and halach in Bereishis, two different mitzvahs, and even both mitzvahs have nothing to do with each other.
Only here, and only no one else.
So therefore, in the second lashon of Rashi is being mechadesh, is that an oshim of a mitzvah oshir and the mitzvah of an oni are like two different worlds, two different mitzvahs, and since it was megale in these two places, you have no right to apply it l'kol haTorah kula. In the first lashon of Rashi, he didn't say that. He said that an oshir and an oni is the zelba mensch.
It's amazing. How do you do that into the Gemara? The Gemara seems that it all comes from the first lashon.
Right, correct. But now, so you have to say that when the Gemara now comes to number four, the Gemara is revising, throwing everything out and starting all over. Let's go by. Let's see Rashi explains your kasha as well. We're right, Devar. The e cost of achad. It only said one. Hava minuk makan. The shloi toimar, the treshmina and kazal. Now the ikos of chad, if it only said it one time by each one, hava mina makan smolus after omo yat smolus. The ein. So if it only said it once by each one, if it only said it one time by each one by the oshir and the oni, it would not be in the category of. Because of chad having a makan smallness, after omo yad smallness. Right? If it only said it once, by each one, by the oshir and the oni, then would we say the principle of shnei kisuvim? There's too much lomis over here. We would not say the principle, and we would say
why.
Because I guess they're still called a mitzvah. They're still in the same category to a certain degree. And you would not be able to learn one from the other. They're still in the category. Because they're both a mitzvah. One is an asher, one is an ani. You would not know one from the other. But you can't go say that it's in the geder of shnei kisuvim. Because they're still too similar. So then we had to go, that's why we had to go say it four times. Now what's the main kasha? Why don't we say the original, if it says it twice by each one, ein miut, achar miut ela l'rabbis. In this case, so we don't deal with that. They miut achar miut nami leko lakush lakshuye. Why? Tomikula shmaitin mine yimonis. The whole, you have to change the gear so to make the Bach ois vav. What is it in the Bach ois vav? Ela leko lakshuye midrsiv kulu. Since it says it kulo shamina mine yeminis loy, the im loy kain, here the im loy v'im kain kol hani lomali. The hobby kulo shmaitin mine yeminis loy. You cannot learn here out from yeminis. Why not? I don't know why not. V'im kain kol hani lomali. I don't know what that means. Okay, I'm sorry, I know what that means. But then he goes on, Raja goes on to say, Holishne loy nihira. I don't like this lashon. Okay, the last kasha, why don't we go say, I don't understand the answer to kasha. Let's leave for now. But then he goes on to reject the entire answer. Why not?
The second
lashon doesn't like why. The kol shne kisub ma bon kecha shabashas ein doimin le'elu. And we hear the chia. We don't know in Balam the Hanimil Ligan Geshegila Shneks and the Bishne Dvarim Damin the Nechel the Melech the Nayu. It goes on. Let's just forget it. I don't want to go into it. I just want to reveal to you over here. There's another Mahalach, and over here it touches upon the principle of Shnei Kesuvim, and that's why the first shot is the Ikur. Okay. We'll leave it with that. We'll leave it with that. Vaita. So the Bible knows here is you have a Mardik, you say it four times. And you can apply this principle every time. Now you have a whole new appreciation. Every time it says you have a drash, the Gemara says the number four. So what does that mean? It means kan and nowhere else. Don't think there's going to be. This, I don't know what does that mean exactly. You have to be ma'ayin and what that means exactly. The Gemara is teaching you say that every time it says the number four, you have the repetition of. You have a little repetition. I've said it four times. It's a gilui dafka here and nowhere else. If you only said it one time, it means nothing. It says it twice, it's misleading.
That's what
it
has to say a third time.
When it says it a third time, it's preventing you from saying a miyut, but it doesn't do anything for us because we can still now go and apply
look everywhere.
The fourth time seals it. Here, and with a diuk, with a drosha, dafka here, ad kidei kach, that everywhere else, pumfakert. Everywhere else going to be pumfakert.
So now we have a right, kav means the right. Amen.
Min, right. So therefore, da over here, dafka smallest, when it comes to mincha, it's going to be dafka the right.
It's right so interesting how the Torah, of course, it's probably Lumbus. Multiple reasons. The four times, you shouldn't think that, then this,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Very, it's unbelievable.
We find that with a lot of, with other drushes like that.
I don't
that.
Even know today's daf. I don't know the daf. I don't know anything. Right, umle, zera. The kosev lomali kasha. Now they tell him over here that it says that every time it says the word smoil, it's coming to teach you a drasha, tell a drasha four times. Oh, you open up the Pandora's box. Now every time it says the word yamin, it says the word yamin so many times. Nee. Put the blood on his right thumb, on his right toe, and his right ear, and put it, and put it. And
sorry, so every time.
Issue,
so what issue would you have for the rest?
So let's now try to say that you don't have to say it. Let's say alboin yodeh hayimonis, alboin ragla hayimonis, the kosev lomeli Rashi lomeli the chsev al dam ho asham yitain. Just let us Torah say one shot. Put the blood on the shemen, and we automatically
know.
You
put the dam on the shemen.
The cause of al hadam or asham, you put the shemen goes on the blood. Why does the Torah have to go out of its way and say, if you first you put the blood on the right thumb, the right toe, and the right ear, and then it
no,
says,
no, not the blood, it's the shemen.
But for it first, it says you put the blood, then it goes on to say, and now put the shemen
on the blood,
before
you apply it on the person.
No, that's the only thing you apply. Then you pour on his head. At the
so where does the blood have to go?
Which covenant is
this?
Asham of the Mitzvah.
Where does the blood you also apply
the
on the body?
Yes, first. That's first.
And then the oil.
And then is the oil.
I don't remember
and
that.
Then is the oil.
I only remember
and
the oil
goes on the top of the blood. So the Torah, Josh should say, now the Torah told us that you put the blood on the right. All it needs to say is put the shemen on the blood.
The Torah repeats itself.
And it's not as repeat itself. It tells you, don't forget, remember where the blood. Remember where the blood is. The blood is on the right. When you look at the guy, you can see the guy's colorblind. Doesn't see that it's on the right. The guy on the right side.
He's coming to teach you
see
something.
Oh, yeah.
So now that you, until now, we didn't think much of this. But now that you Megadah, it says this word smell four times. It's teaching you halacha. So now when it says the word, now that it says the word yamin.
Does it quote the pasuk about the blood? It should be put on the same.
No, I don't think
the same location.
That says the first the pasuk. It doesn't the pasuk. You put it on the right side. So the cost of lamali. So the Gemara says the ha. The hawk siv al dam ashma. He's impressive. He already says that you shall put the oil on the blood.
Where the blood was
the
located,
ashram.
Applied.
And
yeah.
The blood of the ashram, it says explicitly in the Torah to put on the right side.
But the other one is in ragla yamanis.
So why does it have to go so that I put the oil on the right? Why is it the right so many times?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, oh, in a chanan. The reason why it says the word yamin multiple times to teach you, chad lahachshir tzedadin. You don't have to put the bodavka on the top. You can put it even on the side, which means you put it. Here is the top. The top over here is the flesh, not the nail, not the nail. You put. You're supposed to put it on the top. What happens if the kohen puts it on the side? Is that valid? Yes. If not for the pasuk, the repetition of yamanis, I would think that it's possible. I would think it's only going to be valid when it goes mamish al. Al means on the surface. How do you know that it's kosher also if the blood is not on the top? The blood is only on the side.
It's not good.
It is good.
Oh,
it is good. The studen is good. It's okay.
How do you know that?
The repetition. The fact that it repeats Yimonis.
By the Shemen.
By the Shemen.
So that teaches you anywhere on the thumb. On the
big, anywhere. Anywhere, not only the thumb, the toe. The same toe. Thing. Anything. A lot of
so again.
The reason why it says it three times.
It's Kadla.
Well, one is Lagufi. One is really is Lagufi. One is to teach you the basic. Well, the Chad Hachshir Tzadin. The Chad Lifsol Tzidei Tzadin. And the next time it says that Yimonis is coming to disqualify the, on the bottom, on the nail. On the nail. Only on the side is good. The next time is no good.
Look is it Basra Tachlish? It's
called Tzidei
Tzadin. Yes, it is the bottom. Look at Rash, look at Rash. Right. It says, L'Hachshir Tzadin, Shalboyen, of the thumb. Did Ashila come on? Al bism. It says al. Al is a drash. Al means besamach. The reason why it says yimonis to be marbe, really because of the word al on the side. Because you'll see the all of Mati Menashe. The chad al boyen bein diyad bein diregel lifsol tzidei tzidad. What's that? Baser hatachtoin, the opposite side. Shekneged
hakaf. Which is
opposite side. Every time it says the word, yimin.
The reality is there is no busser.
Whatever it says, yimin, fine, whatever it is.
It has to be where the nail is on that side?
It has to be on the top. It cannot be. If you put the blood over here on the bottom, it's no good.
Where does Rashi imply that?
That's the drush. That's the Rebu. That's the Gemara's drush. The Gemara's saying.
If Basar says that Basar Hatachtoin?
Basar Hatachtoin, underneath. Underneath, on the opposite side. It has to be on the top. When it says the yimonis, it's teaching you, well, the first time it's teaching you the pshat, right. The second time it's teaching you the side. The third time it's saying, but do not go on the opposite side. It's drasha. Basra atachten shekinei lakav de'al amrinan v'loi, because we combine the word together with the word al. And al always means in the Tanakh, near. So since it says near, you cannot say it's near when you're 180 degrees in the wrong place. You can say you're near.
Therefore, you need a second pasuk.
So that's why in the second pasuk to be the second pasuk came to be reminded it's mamish pasuk. Don't get carried away with the word al.
That's right. You need the second pasuk for shemen. They're all for shemen.
The Gemara here is darshing two extra rebuyim of yimonis that it says by shemen. The shemen.
Yeah.
One is coming to be marbed at stodim,
right?
And the second is coming to be mimayet. To be mimayet. The tzidei tzedadin. The tzedadin is good, but the tzidei tzedadin
from the other side.
Opposite side is no good. Correct. That's the Moshe Rasha. Vital. Now the Gemara is not satisfied. We have more to be drash. Next. Now the Gemara says, al dam ha'asham. Al dam ha'asham. Al mikoyim dam ha'asham l'may asu. Next kasha. The next question over here is, why does it have to say, repeat the same halacha by the Oshir and by the Mitzvah? Now here's a very
big chiddush.
By the Ani. Now here's a very big chiddush. When it comes to the Ani, until now, when we learn the sugya of the Koyein doing the Avoida of pouring the oil onto his hands in preparation, what he's about to do, so there, the words were exactly the same. But in this part of the pasuk, when it tells the kohen to put the blood on top of the osham, there's a difference. It's not the same. There's a difference the way the Torah expresses the halacha by the osher versus the way it expresses it by the ani. By the osher, it says the kohen should put the shemen on the blood. By the ani, it doesn't say put it on the blood. It says it put on the mikoyim. On the place, when the koyim dam, why is there a change? Why was the Torah mishana between one and the other? The chlal, why did it have to repeat altogether? And as I repeated it, why did it change the expression from al hadam to the mikoyim hadam? So the Gemara Sakasha, it says by the oshir, al dam he osham, and it says by the oni, al mikoyim dam he osham. Lemayasu, why the cloud? Do we need the repetition? And if you're going to repeat it, at least be consistent. Why the change of expression? The Gemara is teaching you no adrasha. Hane tzricha. That's easy. That we know the answer. We need both of these psukim for teaching the halachas. Ikas rachmana al dam ha'asham. If it only said by the oshir, the blood, I would think hava amina isa in niskan neach loy. let's say the blood is gone. By the time you get around to bringing the oil, the mitzvah, he took out his handkerchief and he wiped off the blood. And there's no more blood left. He's
so
squeamish.
What's about by the ani?
Oh, so first of all, off the bat, I right away assume, even if the Torah did that, that was the most basic how I would start off. Even if the Torah would not say one word by the ani, we would automatically know whatever it says by the usher applies to the ani. That's a given. The whole Gemara was based upon that. The Gemara's four times. It says the word smallest four times. Because I don't need number two, number three. Number two, number three is by the ani. And the Gemara says it's superfluous. Whatever it says by the usher automatically applies to the ani. So that's what they wanted to write to Darsh and whatever it says by the ani. So therefore, if it says by the usher, put the blood, the oil on the dam, so I would think, and what happens if the blood is no longer present? The blood has been wiped off. Yeah. Has been wiped off. So it's possible. It's too late. You have to start all over again. Yeah, because the oil must mingle with the blood.
So comes the turn and tells you no.
Oh, that's why it says Kasa Rachman al Mikoim. Oh, so let's just say the word Mikoim. The Kasa Rachman al Mikoim. Mahava mina dafka in this kanir and not dam. If it only says al Mikoim dam ha'asham and did not say dam ha'asham, I think the daf you have to wipe it off. To wipe it off, Avil is say Ema, if it exists, why would I say it's no good? Ema havi chatzitza. That the blood is the chatzitza between the oil and the person. That's what I would think.
Why would you think that if the Torah says you have to put it on that? It would have not said.
If it says Mikoim, if the Torah would say Mikoim dama asham, telling you the Mokoim, not the blood itself.
Exactly.
So if it only said one of these two expressions, we would learn out one from the other and we would make a mistake.
Right.
If it says the word al-dam, I would think bidafka, the Torah wants you to put it directly on the blood. And if it was niskaneach, if it was wiped away, it would be possible. And the Torah only said mikoim dam, I would make a mistake and the Torah bidafka wants me to wipe off
right.
the blood. So there should not be a chatzitza.
Right.
That's why it says both. Kamash Mulan al dam Oshem. So therefore, we need to tell you they have a choice. Or maybe look at.
Therefore, it says by the way, dam Oshem.
Why
they said Mumakim and by the way, it says dam.
To teach you both, we learn one from the other. Either way, it's good. Either lichatchila, do it when the blood is there.
Oh, I see what you're
but
saying.
But b'diavad, if the blood is no longer there, it's going to be good as well. Good. Now, vayd next one. Omar Ravam Yachad because of al dam Oshem, b'al Mekoyim dam Oshem. After it says the word dam Oshem, and it says Mekoyim dam Oshem, and it says Yimonis bedam. And it says also that the blood of the Asham shall be put on the right thumb, the right toe. Al boyein al siv yimonis bedam. It says bedam. Al boyein yodai hayimonis al boyein yodai hayimonis. And it says it. The achad kol shachman al dam ha'asham. The al mikoim dam ha'asham. It says Yimonis Bedam. It says on the right side. Question now is Al Boyen Yodoy Hayimonis. The Al Boyen Ragloy Hayimonis. Uxive Dixive Dixive, that's the correction. Dixive Beshemen de Mitsura Asher Vani. Lomoli! He's asked the basic question, why do we need it to say? Why do we need it to say b'chlal, the boyhen? Before the Gemara, why do we need it to say the whole thing altogether? It says that you put the blood in three places. The big thumb, the big toe, and the ear. The ear also? Right, the ear also. The three places.
Yes.
The ear, three places. So all the Torah, and it says it should be on the right side. All the Torah needs to say now is put the oil on the blood. You don't need to go and specify, put it on the right thumb, the right toe, and the right earlobe. Just say, put the oil on the blood. Since the Torah told me where to put the blood, so wherever the blood is, that's where you're going to put the oil.
Yeah.
So why do you have to say all these things? Lamali. The Gemara says, Elamah, Rav says, it's not a kasha. The reason why he has to say the yad, and has to say, now here's a critical, critical piece of the Gemara. The reason why from Masechta Menachos, the reason why I had to say this.
Now we'll find it's another drasha.
Another drasha. Anaya drasha. Elam
Arova. Another Makar.
We just finished learning. We spent half an hour on. It says four times the word smallest.
Yeah.
By the word kaf. to teach you that dafka here is by a mincha, but dafka the right side. The Gemara says, you know what? Knock that out.
One second.
What happened to that? What's wrong with that now?
Nothing is wrong with that. So obviously it must be, there's a flaw. Obviously there must be a flaw in that drasha.
The four.
There's something wrong with the flaw. And the Gemara is not telling us. I don't know. The Gemara is not telling us what the flaw is. You have to look at the Farshim. I'm sure the Farshim talk about this. Rava, maybe it's machlokes. Rava is not presenting for us an entirely new makar that a mincha has to be done with the right hand.
Right.
What's the makar? It's a gzera shava. It says the word yad in the parasha of a mincha, and it says the word yad in the parasha of the mitzvah, that the oil should be applied to the right.
Right.
To the right, and that whole pasuk is superfluous. They don't need to say it all together. The whole thing is not necessary. It's mufneh. To make a gzera shava, it says here by the mitzvah that the oil should be put on the right thumb, the right toe, and the right yad, and the right thumb, the right side. That's going to be serve as a source for a gzera shava. That when it comes to the mincha, where it also says the word yad, not the word kaf, it says the word yad, it has to be done bedafka with the right hand. Oh, the drasha that says four times the word smallest, forget about it. That was yesterday's daf. Today's daf. Ela barava. Yad l'kemitza. That's one drasha. Now what about the word regel, the big toe? That's teaching another halacha.
What's that? Yad l'kemitza. And Rashi explains probably the yad.
Let's see Rashi. Yad l'kemitza. Ksiv b'mitzoyra. Osher b'mitzoyra. Osher.
What are you saying?
It's like a little bit down. Go through the few lines down the Rashi. A few lines down the Rashi.
Yad l'kemitza. Ksiv b'mitzoyra.
Osher. Yodoy hayemonis. It says you don't need it. Ksiv b'kemitza. Yad. Where does it say the word yad? Vayamale kapoy. That's not the word yad. So the answer is, and you don't need the exact same word. That's a basic rule when it comes to the Gzeira Shava.
I always thought you need exactly.
You don't know. The Bohakoy, the Shavakoy, the Bohakoy, the famous Rasha. Look at the Mesir Sashas. Ois Yud. What does it say over here? Mesir
Sashas.
Yud. It says, Ayin Tesla, come on, fine. Yud Aleph on the bottom. In the Hagoyas. What does it say over here? Yud on the bottom. V'yesh Gersim Yimalias Yodoy. Ah, that's Mamish the Sugya. There's another Pasuk. Either that's Mamish the Mamish exactly, that's the whole deal over here. When you make a Gzeira Shava, is it ideal to make a Gzeira Shava the same exact word? So in Chanam there's another Pasuk. There is another Pasuk that says the word Yodoy Mamish. That's what over here.
By Kemitza, where?
By the Kemitza. Rashi on the Hagoyis, he brings it down. It says
Yimalias Yodoy. But apparently Rashi didn't look.
Parashas, no, so he's saying there's another Gersim in the Rashi. There's another V'yesh Gersim. There's another gears in the Rashi. In Rashi. Okay. But whatever it is, either it's going to be the Shava Koyin Uba Koyin, you don't need the exact same word, or in a Chanami, there's another Pasuk Vaita. Now, what about Regel? Regel, the Chalitza, it's teaching the Yisrael with the Chalitza.
We just say Regel, but...
It says by the, you put on the toe, the, you put it on the toe.
By the main Indian,
right. Another drasha, the drasha of Regel.
By the Mitzayra?
By Chalitza.
I'm sorry.
It says here, the Regel by the Mitzayra, you put the blood, the oil on the toe of the right foot.
Yeah.
Of the right foot. We don't need that pus. We don't need it. That was the Gemara's kasha. Let it just say you put the oil on the blood. Why did it say you put it on the right? Gzeira shava. It's mufneh. It's mufneh on the gzeira shava. For what gzeira shava? Chalitza. What's chalitza? That the yavama pulls off the shoe on the right foot, not the left foot. The Olam is talking about the maisa, the scholar, Naya Maisa, in Zlatowitz art school from Moshe Feinstein. You heard this maisa? Mayor Zlatowitz once went to Moshe Feinstein to a person, an old person, his wife, and he needed to do chalitza.
I heard that story. I'm reading a
maisa. He came into the house, and the guy was...
On his deathbed.
He was in his deathbed?
He says, where's your brother? He said, somewhere in America.
No, it's a different story.
With the Chanesh?
No, there's a different story.
It's another story. I'll tell you some other time.
A new story. And Moshe, I mean, he's Zlatowitz and other people. They went to Moshe. They went to Moshe to do chalitza.
Right.
But ordinarily, they went to check out the person, to check to make an investigation.
About what?
I don't know. Whatever
the yibam, the
yichus, whatever. They come there. So Moshe, they come there. And Moshe went to chalitza, and the person there is wearing shoes. The person who needed that chalitza should be done to him.
The lady.
The Yavama will pull off this man's shoe. Before you pull off this man's shoe, you have to put on a special shoe. This person,
it's the woman that has to remove the shoe, yeah.
Filthy, filthy. The stench in the room was such that the boys who were coming of Moshe Feinstein could not even sit in the room because the stench of the room was the person, whatever. He was not well. So he said that Moshe was not fazed in the slightest. He took off the person's shoes and he took a shnata. And he sat there cleaning the person's foot.
I heard this story.
To prepare his foot, if you look at tzitza for chalitza, and he says, "Rav Moshe viewed this person's foot like a tashmishi de kedusha, the same way you would treat your tefillin, and you would treat it with mamash. You would kiss your tefillin, you would treat it with the ultimate kedusha. This person's foot was tashmishi de kedusha, and Rav Moshe himself had no problem cleaning." This person himself
so it's not even
to prepare him to prepare for Chalitza. Isn't it an unbelievable story?
Yeah,
they said
that
the Talmidim were mamish faced.
I heard this story. I'll share with you later. I'm waiting
to get my set, so. Regular Chalitza. Ois, Ois, Leritzia, what's that? That's the Niritza. The Niritza refuses to leave. He's an Eved Ivri.
Yeah.
It's time to go back. It's time to go home. Mm-hmm. I have to, yes, I don't have to, yes, but I lay eight, say Chavshis. What are you doing? Bring me to the Dallas. I am Mezuzah. Which ear?
Right
ear or the left ear? Which ear heard Harsin Nochashem Lokecha? Right or left?
Both ears.
Both ears, right? But you do the Ritzia on the right here. Right. Now, smallest the Ani Lamaya. So why does it say the word smallest by the
ear? How do you know Ritzia? You bore him on the right because you learned from
the Mitzvah.
From the Mitzvah.
Now the Gemara says, now once we dash over this, now that we no longer know the word smilus, now the Gemara will be according to Rava has a nayim of card that kmitza needs to be done with the right hand. He does need the four times it says smilus. So why then does it say smilus by the Ani? Smilus, the Ani, the Gersa, Lamayasa, Amra Rav Sheshah.
I mean, all of this, all these Sheshahs are from the
Asher. Lifsol Yemin, the Koin, B'mitzayra. It's there. Apostle. In other words, if it did not say the word smallness, I would think that the only way to do it one way, and it was, you make a kal v'chomer. What does it mean over here? Shloi toimer. Don't say ma'am makom shloi in the shrab so small in the shrab so yamin in a place where small is no good. Generally speaking, b'chol atarakula, b'chol atarakula, we know that you only can use the right. Okay, is that right? B'chol atarakula, you only can use the right. The left is out. And yet, when it comes to the Mitzvah, the Torah says left. Kal v'chomer, if normally, the normal circumstances.
The Mitzvah is the left, I thought it was the right.
In normal circumstances, can you use the left? Can you use the left on the normal circumstances? No. In a regular B'chol Torah Kul, everything.
The right.
Yeah. Right. Left is always no good. And yet, when it comes to the Mitzvah, the oil, when you pour the oil, when the Kohen pours the oil, he pours the oil to it. Which hand?
It's left hand.
It's left hand. That was the whole point of the Gemara, left hand. So if the Torah says left hand, the Torah means even the left hand. Even the left hand. Certainly the right hand. Because
why would you think
Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer. The left is no good. The right is good. So here the Torah says left, so certainly the right should be.
Yeah.
So that's why we need another pasuk. We need an extra pasuk to say that it's mamish pasuk. Mamish pas, don't make a mistake. Do not make that kal v'chomer. The idach, what about the other smallest? The idach smallest, the yad regularly yimonis the ani lalamayas. So why do we need all those psukma by the ani? Lich the tanya, the Rebbe Shmuel, the kolpar shenemer v'nishneis, lo nishneis v'nishneis 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 v'nishneis. In the chanami, we don't need this extra psukmas. There's one chiddush. The chiddush is birds. The Ani doesn't eat animals; he uses birds. So once we said that halacha, so mainly we repeat everything else, even though there's no purpose for it.
Listen to Pichusa. Go down Avenue J, from Coney to Nostrand, and go on both J and M. Kaf's on the right side.
Ah, go tell that.
What's on the right side?
Kaf's Bakery. Kaf.
Mm-hmm.